This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's. Shop Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And Bobby and I are joined now by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, thanks for the time tonight.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Coach. Let's kind of take a look back first before we look forward here. I know it's a little bit odd this week. It feels like it's been forever since we played the Falcons, but you're going to have to explain. I know I've gotten a lot of questions, I'm sure you have as well, about understanding what has been going on the recovery team on onside kicks and what you guys are looking to do moving forward to address that issue.
Well, there's a handful of things. Obviously, none of them good when you give up the recoveries like we did. You know, we were fortunate to have had a more than one score lead. But two things, you know, our numbers relative to where the kickoff team is kicking from and understanding the adjustments. You know, there's not as much of an overload as there used to be, and yet you still got to be able to balance out and assign guys to guys that are trying to recover it. You know, we've got enough guys that are going to be in a position to block, and then your main money guys, Mike and Alvin, and those guys that are in charge of recovering have to recover. So we've got to work the details of that more. We're fortunate it didn't cost us a game. It hurt us in Chicago even. So it's safe to say that every day you come to practice, you're going to see us recovering onside kicks.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, I don't know if you've ever been part of this type of game. If someone would have told me that we only had 49 offensive snaps and Atlanta would have had 85, and I said, that doesn't bode well. But then that's why you got to look at the whole script as far as what you're doing as a team on both sides of the ball. Look at the penalties. That's not good. 9 for 121. But being +3 in the turnover margin and +11 for the season – and I look at time of possession, they had the ball 11 minutes more, but it's amazing when if you're on that plus side and that turnover margin, no matter who you're playing, because of the parity in the NFL, that it could bode well for you considering the circumstance and the outcome.
Well, look, it's the single most important statistic and really the single reason we won the other night. Defensively, we did a real good job keeping them off balance. I thought our front played very well. We got pressure on Matt. You know, you had a ton of sack production, hurry production, and then the turnovers that come off of it. You're not gonna lose many games when you play like that.
Now, you know, Coach, you're looking at the inconsistency. You look at all games, and if you're a football fan, just watching, you're observing different games and the inconsistency of kickers, and you might say, well, you count an extra point, it's automatic, but not so much, and then you have a missed field goal. But Will Lutz, I mean, I thought he was critical considering the ebb and flow of that game. When, the 22-yarder, yeah, he has to make that. But I thought that was really clutch when you think about a 42, 45, and 47-yarder, how a big part. And we all know even what happened with the 49ers with Justin Tucker. Inclement weather, he makes the game-winning kick. How important, like a guy like Justin Tucker and Will Lutz is?
Well, I think, look, when the league changed that rule regarding PATs, it benefited the teams with the better kickers. And you see it each weekend. And then on top of it, each weekend you're seeing field goals. This time of the year when the weather's not great, you know, guys that are more consistent – making the plays. Will's been that way for us all season. It's great to have him on our team.
Coach, in the second half of this football game against the Falcons, you guys defensively started losing some guys at the linebacker position. We saw Craig Robertson come in for an extended period of time. Kiko Alonso and A.J. Klein both out, and as well as Stephon Anthony. How did those two guys play when they came back in? It certainly looked like they did a good job filling in.
Man, I was encouraged. I think you never go into a game thinking you're going to get nicked up maybe at one position specifically, but I thought they jumped in. They were extremely active and played very well. You know, when you do that, there's an attrition also in your kicking game. And I thought, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we didn't see that. And I think that depth and those guys that have played, I mean, Craig Robertson's played a bunch of football for us. Steph obviously has been here before and played. But those were important snaps for us in the game, very important.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, looking at, obviously, can you run the football, stop the run? I think perfect example, boy, to me, that reminded me of, like, the 90s. I started getting goosebumps, flashbacks. I'm watching that 49ers-Ravens game, what's occurring. But I'm looking at Atlanta, even they attempting to run the ball. Now, you know, they only get 89 yards, 3.4-yard average. But we were number three in the NFL, giving up only 88 yards on the season, and they get 89. We have to be impressed with that, how we stop in the run. You know that's going to be a case in point come the 49ers this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're seeing one of the premier running teams this coming weekend. And I think to Atlanta's credit, you know, with Julio down in that game, Devontae healthy, you know, we felt like we were going to get a good dose of the run. The one thing that they did well against us in the first game, and, you know, fortunately, we were able to tilt that and turn it into a one-dimensional game.
Now, Coach Payton, looking at whenever you have this kind of game, it's historical. You have a number of guys contributing. You get 9 sacks. I'm looking at Cam Jordan, where he's at. He has a 4-sack game. Craig Robinson, you look at Davenport getting a couple of sacks. Hendrickson, Rankins, they're all contributing. But then I'm looking at also impact, but like young guys like Gardner Johnson getting his first career interception, and also Shy Tuttle. Talk about spreading the wealth. Have you ever witnessed a game that you have, it's more than a handful, it's like almost 2 handfuls of player contributing at a high level defensively?
Well, look, those turnovers came in important times of the game. You know, Tuttle's, I'm on the sideline working with an adjustment, and then very quickly I turn and he's got the ball. I just don't know how he got it. And, you know, he looked pretty athletic with it in his hand. You know, CJ's been a guy, even as a rookie now, we've seen his ball skills. He's one of those guys that he's around the ball a lot. And, you know, that production, I think, was extremely, I mean, it was the difference in the game.
Now, you know, Sean, when you look at the way the 49ers are structured, obviously I know you pay attention to this and you respect this. You look, it's like number one defense. You look at turnover, scoring defense, third down defense, time of possession. You go on and on. Boy, it's a case in point that, I mean, I don't know. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I wanted to ask you this. I think they're staying probably a reverse strategy, what you did staying on the West Coast, probably them staying on the East Coast to get acclimated to the time of being a 12 noon kickoff. But, you know, listen, you're going against the best of the best. Then you have to pack a lunch, and considering the crowd needs to be a big factor and have that don't feel advantage come Sunday.
Well, I think playing this game at home is tremendous for us. We've got to take advantage of that. And it doesn't surprise me that San Francisco stayed out east. I think they went down to Florida. That's a lot of travel to go to Baltimore, back to San Francisco, and then back to New Orleans. So, you know, our preparation this week has got to be on point. We have to understand all the specifics relative to the team we're playing. You know, it's a team that's not in our division. A team we've got a lot, you know, at this point in the season, both teams got plenty of film on each other. So, you know, it's going to be the attention to detail and all the specifics that allow you to have a chance to win a game.
We'll be back with more of the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show featuring Saints head coach Sean Payton.
Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's Shop. Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And Bobby, Mike, and I are joined by Saints head coach Sean Payton. And coach, looking forward still to the 49ers. This is a football team defensively that is on a historic pace in terms of giving up passing yardage in what has become a passing league. They're giving up about 130 yards a game. And as you guys kind of look forward to game planning against this team, what is it about this defense that's made it so hard to move the ball through the air?
Well, they're playing such a complimentary game. That front seven is playing the run extremely well. They rush the passer, and you look at their numbers, sack totals, hurries. They lead the league in every rushing the passer statistic, and yet they've only seen the third fewest pass attempts. So per pass attempt, these guys are getting to the quarterback. The back end's playing extremely well. Richard Sherman obviously is a veteran player who's brought that leadership and you know, all the things that come with a guy like him, you know, who's been in championship games and understands, you know, what it takes to win at that level. So, you know, credit those guys. They've done a fantastic job, both against the run and the pass. And pick a statistic, third down, red area, yards per, any one of those things, they're right at the top of the league.
Now, Coach Payton, I know you got to be frustrated because this has not been the MO for your teams as far as penalties. I'm looking at 9 penalties, 121 yards. That's basically giving up a touchdown. That was against Atlanta Thanksgiving night. That's not winning football. I know you know that, but, you know, I'm trying to tell the fans, I'm like, even with New Orleans' 12 penalties in Week 10, that was something that the Saints had not done since Week 5 of 2017, and that really started the season. It's been a roller coaster, top of the mountain or down in the valley. We were still one of the least penalized teams in the league. We were ranked 10th out of 32 teams, but as of late, we're number one. What can you tell the team or give them a message? Because, you know, it's whether it's high school, college, professional, they go, oh, well, we're undisciplined, and it's the coach's fault, and it might not be your fault, because I know you probably address it, but how do you address that amongst men going forward?
Well, look, you point them out specifically, and then you look at the hidden yardage. Just defensively alone, there's over 100 yards of penalties when you take into account what happened on that play. And I think, look, it is coaching. It's all of us. And certainly as we're playing now in the month of December, January, those are going to be it's a critical area we have to improve on, or it'll cost us in a game that's more important than the one we just played.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, when you look at, like, again, is it a lack of maybe concentration? I'm looking at a number, I want to say for sure 5, if not 6 drop passes, guys that you're counting on. And I look at, listen, fans sometimes think, oh, hey, Barry, just taking up for the quarterback. No, I don't know. It hit him in his hands. He got to catch it. So when you have 5 or 6 drop passes, how does Coach CJ, how does he address that maybe? Like, come on, you got to catch it, or do the receivers realize how significant that is, whether it's a touchdown or it's a standard drive, that you can't have those drop passes?
Well, fortunately, we've been outstanding in that area. And,
right.
And it came up in this game, and it wasn't just receivers. There's a handful of guys. I think when you watch it, you know, you spend so much time on ball drills, catching the ball properly above your belly, how to catch it with your thumbs together. It's a strength of ours. It's been a strength of ours. But you can't forget about it. You can't ignore it. And yet, you know, that detail has been something that's always been a strong suit.
Now, Coach Payton, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously Eastern Illinois, an overachiever, where he's at right now, what is your take on his progression and maybe a little intel considering he goes to the Patriots, to the 49ers, where he's at right now? Because I know you always had interest in him as a quarterback.
Yeah, listen, I would say this in respect to Jimmy. Number one, I wouldn't use the word overachiever. That was me.
Okay.
All right? I would say when you're talking about a guy like Garoppolo, man, he's an extremely talented athlete. He's got a quick release. the ball comes out. When you look at the timing at which he's operating in the pocket, he can move with his feet. I think Kyle's done a great job in that offense now. He's got a lot to do with that. And, you know, it's one thing you say a quarterback's managing games. You watch the tape on this guy play, third down numbers, down the field. You know, he won when he was in college, and all he's done at this level is win. So, you know, like anything else, you've got to be able to apply pressure, hopefully, and I think us playing this game at home with the crowd noise and the cadence, all those things are factors. But he's earned every accolade he's gotten, and he's a big part of why that team is sitting at 10-2.
Coach, you bring up Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, he spent 3 years in Atlanta. Does that time that he spent there and the games you guys got to play against him and his offenses give you guys any bit of a head start as you guys kind of prepare for the 49ers in terms of what it is that he likes to do offensively?
Well, look, Kyle and his father, the same way, are fantastic football coaches. You know, Mike really mastered this wide zone scheme and forced teams to adjust to it and understand the speed of it. These backs that we're playing this weekend can run, and they're going to get you on that wide track. They're going to move that front and then look for that one cut that they're taught. So, you know, the edge is going to be important, setting the edge. And then when you have the speed and you have the running game, obviously everything comes off of that. The play action pass, Mike was doing a fantastic job. Shoot, back in the 80s and 90s, that was the tape you cut up.
Right.
You know, you watched their run game, you watched their play action passing game, and I think Kyle's done a fantastic job with that.
Coach, we appreciate the time that you spent with us. I hope you got to spend or at least recreate a Thanksgiving over the weekend, and I was curious. I asked Drew this last week. I didn't get to ask you. What's your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
Man, I'm all about the stuffing, you know, and I don't want any, like, I don't want any oysters in it, Bobby. I want a Midwestern, right. Illinois, Ohio stuffing.
I'm with
right?
you.
Right? Stovetop. Yeah. I don't want, like, these other surprises. Just nice brown gravy over stuffing. And then, that's me. The white meat on the turkey with some stuffing and gravy, I'm good.
All right. Well, good stuff, Coach. You know, Drew answered the gravy is his favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner, which I've never been told before. I thought it was interesting, but.
Let's not mess with the gravy either, Zach. All right? The traditional brown gravy, Bobby, right?
Yeah, well, the Midwestern. Yeah, you don't want no surprises.
No surprises on Thanksgiving. 364 other days I can have the gumbo and all that other stuff. But when it comes to just stuffing and gravy, come on.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck this week. We're all looking forward to a big game against the 49ers.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, Coach. Let's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.